James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly. He's always mistakenly British.
Tea crumpets. Cheerio.
But he's really a Canuck. Known on all seven continents.
Oh, I know who you are.
America's undocumented anchorman. He's a recording star and a TV star. Tuesdays, James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, presents Mark Stein.
Yes. America's undocumented anchorman gets to do what every other foreigner is doing these days, commenting on United States policy. Except we love Mark.
All of them, Mark.
There's nothing
like Macaroni, Trudeau, all of them.
Yeah. I mean, I understand why people really don't like hearing a foreigner comment on your country's affairs, because just looking at the idiotic things that Johnson and Trudeau and Macron and on put out after that Roe versus Wade thing on Friday, you know, I'm absolutely staggered by that. Justin Trudeau has announced that he's opening Canada's borders to abortion refugees now, so that... So that American women will just be fleeing in there. This is a guy, he says, no man, no government, no politician should ever tell a woman what to do with her own body. You can't, for a year and a half, a Canadian woman can't get on a train to go from Montreal to Toronto unless Trudeau has put the happy juice in her arm for 2, 3, 4, 5 shots, whatever it is. So it's a woman's right to choose, except when Justin wants to stick something in your arm. And then we have, like, Macron. So, oh, this is a great step backwards for America. I utterly condemn it. In France, the limit on abortion in France is 14 weeks. The Mississippi law is 15 weeks. So if you're like some French woman and you've got like the sudden urge to flush the baby from your body, but it's been 14 weeks and one day, so every French hospital says, get lost, you're out of here, you can't do it, you can still get on an Air France flight to Gulfport, is it? I don't know whether they...
Biloxi,
yeah, I think that's a direct flight, Paris-Biloxi. But the, you can, and though, you know, so they're not as sophisticated as the French, these simple, stump-toothed, redneck Supreme Court judges. You got 14 weeks and pregnant one day. The only thing you can do in France is get on your Paris-Biloxi flight and have the abortion in Mississippi. It's all rubbish. Rubbish, rubbish, rubbish.
Mark, I want you to listen to an American woman who apparently lives in a blue city where abortion is still very legal. And this was her reaction to cut one. This is her reaction to Roe v. Wade being canceled. Go ahead.
Why doesn't the government care if I live? Why don't they care? Why don't they care about us?
Mark, why don't you care about her?
I don't follow the thinking. I don't care. I don't care enough about her to knock her up and then drive her to the abortion clinic. I mean, did you know we have driven ourselves insane on this issue with this abortion absolutism. And I think it's a huge country. There's 350 million people from Maine to Hawaii. There ought to be different abortion regimes. You know, the fact is that if you're going to have it, the places that want it should have it, and the places that don't want it shouldn't have it. And this is what happens when you so pervert the idea of constitutional law that you detect a constitutional right to abortion. I think the left. I don't think, for example, putting that woman on television or radio, or that tweet from Monica Lewinsky where she just went down the list. She said, F John Roberts, F Clarence Thomas, F Brett Kavanaugh, F Amy Cohen. You know, she just went down the whole list of them. I don't think that's helpful to the debate because people understand when you sound just a little bit bonkers. And
Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, said the same thing Lewinsky said, except they all are spewing their hatred and anger at Clarence Thomas for some reason.
Well, I think because Clarence Thomas is the obvious one, because I love this, by the way. He immediately then said the thing, well, you know, I think we ought to look at some of these other things, too. And they all said, what? The thing I love about the left, I mean, I don't love it, but I admire it, is that they don't even rest. You know, when they got the gay marriage decision, and they don't think, oh, yes, that's fabulous. We won a tremendous victory. Now let's just go to the Bahamas and chill for a couple of weeks. They immediately go on, oh, yeah, transgender sports. There's no such thing as a woman. Pregnant men are everywhere. They just stampede on to the next thing. They say, okay, gay marriage done. What's next? And I think I would like it if the right would demonstrate that kind of energy sometimes.
Well, there are a few Democrats who are trying to warn off the others in their party to take a more reasoned view of what's happening here. There was an article in the LA Times the other day from some person who wanted to know, will Democrats finally learn that losing parties cannot construct the court? And what he did was actually inadvertently just say, listen, you guys lost the key elections here. You lost the court. The Republicans have been, and I've seen this thought expressed elsewhere, the Republicans have been going on a 50-year campaign. The idea is for you not to go bonkers now, but to actually take getting your judges in and getting your ideology pushed through, take it seriously, and stop with all of this hate-driven emotion.
They have made a bet, though, that generally speaking, when they do big transformative things, the right, for some reason, they'll say, oh, yeah, we're going to push back against it. We're going to raise some money off of it. But that they're not actually serious about undoing it. So, for example, it's supposedly a 6-3 Supreme Court. It isn't really. And I don't even like thinking about judges in that way because I don't think it's healthy. But they're serious about saying, OK, now we need to put some we need to put 4, 5, 6 new judges on that court to make it a non-conservative majority. And what you have to, if they're serious about something like that, and then all the immediately ABC, CBS, NBC, they all join in and say, yeah, this is a really sensible idea. It's an idea whose time has come. This 9-member Supreme Court there, who says it has to be 9 judges? Why can't it be 13? Why can't it be 17? I mean, the thing about it is they plant ideas that sound crazy. And then 2, 3, 4 years go by and people start thinking, yeah, maybe that isn't so crazy. Maybe we can get away with it. And what they can get away with is what always proves.
Well, if FDR couldn't get away with it during the height of his power, I don't understand how Democrats think they're going to get away with it now, especially if there's a chance that a Republican can have a trifecta again. And that is always going to be a chance while we have this divided electorate. And if they, fine, you go 13, we'll raise you. We'll go 23. You know, I mean, when does this stop?
No.
It's going to look like the Politburo if they keep going through this. You
know? No, it's going to look like the Saudi royal family, I think, where a new prince is born in the House of Saud, I think, every 6 days or something. So it'll be like that. Oh, and it's going to be the Senate confirmation hearing of the day. And you won't even be able, the January the 6th hearings won't even get on TV because there'll be so many judges being confirmed live in the Senate.
Let me ask our guys, do we have that soundbite from the guy from Green Day? Do we still have that thing laying around? Yeah. This guy, did you hear this guy from Green Day? He's over in Britain.
Yeah.
And he's having a cow on the stage.
Yeah.
When you have it, play it. Just go ahead and play it. This was pretty amazing. Yeah. One of the things that I love about this is these guys, sooner or later, Mark, they're going to have to come back to the United States.
Well, I don't
know. Even if it's to pack up, even if it's just to pack, what kind of reception do they think they're going to get when they come back home?
Well, I don't think they, on the whole, people who insult, pop stars who insult the United States on stage overseas, they're pretty confident their base is with them. Now, I got no use for Green. What was that thing you said? We still have this thing lying around? I think that was one of Green Day's biggest hits, wasn't it?
Wow, I don't know. we have it. Let's listen together. Go ahead, play it.
America. Renouncing my citizenship, I'm coming here. I have
just had
too much stupid in the world to go back to that miserable excuse for a country.
So we're we are a miserable effing excuse for a country. Boy, wait till he has to pay taxes over there.
Well, I have to say that's. That actually is. If you're going to renounce your citizenship, then that is the way to do it. You know, he's basically aborting his own citizenship there. I mean, these guys are absolutely crazy. You know what I find interesting, though? It's like all these guys, it's like basically guys between 18 and 40. They love the whole Roe versus Wade thing, because it's basically a guy's charter. You can just do what you want with these women with no consequences. And that's who are actually, I find it very interesting. The women are going slightly crazy and a little over-emotional, but these actual, you know, millennial rockers renouncing. Did he have his passport? Did he tear up his passport live on stage? I don't think so.
No.
No, he... I am in favor, but you know, they never follow through. For a start, when people say, I'm done with this backward, useless American country, I'm renouncing my citizenship and I'm going to move to Canada. For a start, I don't get it why every American liberal thinks he's entitled to move to Canada. I resent that, where somehow a Liberia for dispossessed American liberals. So nuts to that. But secondly, there's never any follow through. And look at this. Why don't you move somewhere where they really like abortion? Why don't you move to Belarus or Russia, where they love the abortion, where, like, whatever it is, a majority of babies actually get aborted? You can abort to your heart's content there. But this idea, oh, yeah, I'm renouncing my citizenship. I'm tearing my citizenship. Yes, well, have you seen what the tax rate is in France? Hang on a minute. Just let me get some super glue and put my passport back together again.
What a week. We had some other decisions, though, and there's one that still remains to be dropped. Mark, if this decision goes against, this is the case of West Virginia against the EPA, and if this Supreme Court tells the EPA, sorry, lads, you lot don't have the power that you thought you had, and we're going to strictly clip your wings a little bit after the week that liberals have been through, because this hasn't been easy. They're letting the guy pray now in public. He can pray in public.
Yes.
The damn Supreme Court did that, too.
Yes.
Can you imagine in America a man can pray in public now? Okay, so he can pray in public. You have that one. You have the idea that the Supreme Court is not going to, you know, wholeheartedly back this whole abortion regime. In New York, you had this crazy thing.
Hmm.
Imagine this. In New York City, the state Supreme Court there said, we're not going to let a non-citizens vote. Can you imagine that?
That's absolutely outrageous. We should only let non-citizens vote. Americans have been voting for 200 years, and look at the state of the place. Green Day are right. That guy, that Green Day guy, should tear up his passport. He should get a passport from South Sudan, and he should be voting in New York elections till the end of time. That's what we should have.
So now if we have this ruling with the EPA... what are these people going to do? They already have lost their minds. Where Where do they go next?
Well, this is actually, I would say this is really important. You know, the regulatory state is what's killing America. It's one reason why everything now is made in China, where they have a lighter regulatory touch. As you'll know, if you've seen the color of the Yangtze River in recent years, there's no EPA under the Politburo. And so the big regulatory state, which is really made, you know, the Democrats understand you don't need a president for life, like in banana republics, if you've got a bureaucracy for life. And the problem is that the Democrats, generally speaking, have a bureaucracy for life. So reining it in is actually vital. And now when, you know, we don't have any baby formula milk, we've got all kinds of basic items that it's hard to get hold of. A lot of it actually is to do with American regulation, which is just killing. It just adds so much to your costs that it actually becomes it's not profitable to make things here for the most part.
This is going to be, this was a week to remember. I cannot wait to see what happens over the next few days. Mark, where can people find you?
They can find me at steinonline.com, and that's Stein, S-T-E-Y, as in why do I have to listen to yet another foreigner talking about America? If I wanted to do that, I could look at Justin Trudeau's Twitter feed. So it's steinonline.com. And by the way, if you're fleeing the country to get an abortion in Canada, I believe that under the Canadian government healthcare system, there's actually a 10-month wait for an abortion. So you might have to you might want to take that into account.
And GBNews.com, you can always find Mark Stein. Mark, what a pleasure as always. We'll look for you next Tuesday.
Thank you very much, James.
WABC Talk Radio 77, James Golden, a.k.a. Snurley, is Bo Snurley's Rush Hour. We're coming back. Your call is part of today's program. All of that happens right after this.
Rush. This is the Rush Hour with Bo Snurley.
Bo Snurley.
On 77 WABC.